me start by saying I'm really nervous and I'm shaking, so bear with me. When I first thought about speaking about Scott's death, I really didn't want to. I don't know what it was, but I thought that it would make it seem more real, and that was the last thing that I wanted. But now that a few months have passed, I realize that there are a few things that I wanted to say. Most importantly, I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Fabrizio, because they have done more for my group of friends than you, like all of you know. I mean, from the very beginning, when we heard of Scott's accident, they let us come to the hospital. They told us of any update, anything. They didn't keep us guessing. The first thing that came out of Mr. Fabrizio's mouth when he told us that Scott had passed away was, "We're here for you." They told us that their house would be open 24 hours a day for as long as we needed. And that was the most comforting thing, because even though we didn't know his family that well, it was nice just being around them. And I think, above all, the best thing that they did for us was just let us talk about him. They didn't make us feel uncomfortable, and we didn't feel weird going up and talking about Scott to them like we were going to upset them. And we shared so many stories with them, and they shared so many with us that we would have never known. So from all of us, like from my friends, from everyone here, just thank you so much, because you have done more than you'd ever know. And now I have a poem that I want to share with you. It's actually from a Macintosh computer commercial from like a while back, and it's been up on my wall for forever. And I read it the other day, and it made me think of Scott, so here it goes. "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules and have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or willify them, but you can't ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. When some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do." Now, I don't think Scott knew or thought or hoped that he could change our worlds, but he did. I mean, it's obvious. Everyone that's here tonight, he changed you in some way. And the biggest thing that he did was he kept us all smiling. I mean, I don't have one memory of him that isn't, I mean, it doesn't leave me smiling, and I'm sure none of you do either. And I think that he'd be really happy knowing that, and that he is happy knowing that. And if he could change the world in any way, I think that it would have been to make it just a little bit happier, and he did it. As the months have passed by, I've realized more and more how much I miss Scott, and it's not just the big things. It's not just seeing him in the hallway or passing by, driving, or anything like that. It's the really little things that I notice are gone. It's not seeing him walk into homeroom late every day like he has for the past 4 years, even though he has a wonderful excuse because he was having breakfast with his parents. Or it was the way he always grabbed his back pocket because he was always nervous that he was going to lose his wallet. And the way, like, at a stop sign, he'd put it into first gear and then neutral before putting it back into first gear, when I never understood why he just didn't keep it in neutral. But he always did it, no matter what. And of course, his world-class lunches that all of us at the lunch table were envious of, because his father made them every morning for them. He used to just show his sandwich and just say, "Look at this, just look at it, it's beautiful." And we were always jealous. And it's these little things that you don't really realize that are there until they're gone. And it's these little things that made Scott who he was. Scott was one of my favorites, and I don't think that I'll ever stop missing him, and I don't think that I ever want to. But I think his work here was done, because he changed all of our worlds. And somewhere out there right now, I'm sure he's changing more. So thank you.